You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your full roster of weekly spoilers for Monday, April 22nd, all the way through Friday, April 26th. I'm so excited to unpack all this for you. We've got big divorce action. We've got steamy massages. We've got confrontations, secrets coming out, people ready to get out of prison. So much to talk about. If you haven't, though, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Now let's jump right in. Monday, April 22nd, 2024 is season 59, episode 171 of Days. And we've got Harris Michael standing guard while Ava is inside the bistro searching for the black book of Gil's contacts with drug dealers and suppliers and whatnot. Clyde Weston swore to her that if she would just give this to him, he would bug her off and leave her alone forever. So she wants it. Harris is invested in helping her get it, but the problem is they have no idea where Gil might have hidden it. Kate is very frustrated that Lucas hasn't been just completely paroled and set free. And she vents to her husband, Roman Brady, about it. Speaking of people venting and upset, we've got Abe Carver and Kayla Brady not very happy that radioactive Paulina Price left the hospital and went to commandeer a snowplow and save Chanel. But it worked. She found her. Speaking of Chanel, Johnny feels really bad about their honeymoon going off the rails. Not only Chanel getting lost in a snowstorm, but of course, octogenarian Julie Williams showing up and getting to share, you know, getting the bedroom while they had to sleep on the sofa. So maybe he'll take her to Italy to make up for it. That'd be nice. Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024 is episode 172 of season 59. And we've got Tate and Holly sneaking away doing their Romeo and Juliet thing. They're going to have a little another stolen moment. You know, they're going to get busted, but good for them for trying. Nicole has a nice chat about Eric, about how the relationship has evolved into this good friendship. And I just wonder if he's going to vent to her about the financial problems in his household, because that same day, Eric confronts his wife, Sloane, about all the missing money. She keeps skating around it, keeps telling him she'll, you know, check the math. And he is very, very suspicious for very good reason. Meanwhile, EJ lays into his sister, Kristen, and lets her know it's going to be him as CEO at Demera and not her, no matter what she thinks. But we'll see what she has to say about that. And Teresa gives Alex, her platonic roommate, a massage that turns very steamy. I don't know how long they're going to be platonic. Wednesday, April 24th, 2024 is episode 173 of the current season. And Stephanie tells Jada that Everett did indeed sign the divorce paper. So it looks like Jada is a single woman. She's completely shocked to hear this. Rafe, you know, pressured him about signing it. And for whatever reason, well, actually, I know the reason. So Everett signed the divorce papers to let Stephanie know that he was moving forward with his life and has no interest in Jada. But he's also at the same time lying to Stephanie and telling her that the therapy is working when it clearly is not. That same day, Ava and Harris are back at the bistro. They didn't find the black book. They got to go try it again. They're going to get busted, it seems like. And Rafe gives Stefan a very harsh warning. I'm sure it's like, oh, you got your get out of jail free card, but I'm watching you. And if you step one toe out of line, you're going to be sorry, something like that. Stefan doesn't want to deal drugs. He didn't want to deal drugs from the start. He just didn't want his wife to get killed in prison. Meanwhile, Tripp wants to take Wendy away for a trip to get her mind off all the stress and panic attacks and anxiety that she's had since they were kidnapped. And Stefan and Kristen discuss who might have really killed Leishan. Well, my theory is that he had Dr. Rolf do it. That's what I think. And then Dr. Rolf was going to resurrect him. I don't think Li Xin is dead. And Remington Hoffman has been spotted over at Days of Our Lives with a whole bunch of other actors. So it definitely looks like the resurrection is coming, but later this year. Thursday, April 25th, 2024 is when Sweeps begins on season 59, episode 174 of Days of Our Lives. Konstantin Meliones makes a big move. He's trying to break up John and Steve's bromance that has been going on for many decades. I don't know how much luck he's going to have, especially if he can't find that pawn card. And Kristen asks Alex to spend the night with her. So he really wants Teresa, but he got that very frustrating massage. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this conversation goes. And Teresa tells Brady that she feels like a failure. So I don't know if that's about Tate, about Bella Magazine going under, or about both. And Maggie completely floors her daughter, Sarah, and her son-in-law, Xander, when she says, oh, by the way, I'm going to marry Konstantin so he can get a green card. Stay in Salem. Even though Sarah likes Konstantin and seems to be open to the idea that he's not the bad guy that Xander thinks he is, I don't think she's going to like the idea of her mother embarking on a green card marriage. Everybody that knows Maggie should be like, no, no, don't do it. It's a terrible idea. But he's gold digging. And my real worry is, I don't know how much money he's going to get when Maggie's alive. I did a standalone video about this. You can see it on our day's playlist or in our recent videos we released here on the main page. But I'm very worried something bad is going to happen to Maggie if she does indeed go ahead and marry that bad guy. Friday, April 26, 2024 is the second day of Sweeps, and it's going to continue through, I think, the third full week of May. Season 59, episode 175. Eric is not letting this whole missing money thing go. He is very suspicious. Looks like he follows the money trail and is stunned to find Leo living at the Salem Inn. And I presume he figures out that he's doing it on Sloane's dime because he has her credit card that he's maxed out, remember? So it's getting time where this secret's going to come out. But according to Ken Corday, Sloane's going to be able to give the baby back in such a way that doesn't reveal what they did. So interested to see how that's going to play out. I did a video about it a while back where I theorized how it could happen. Speaking of digging into things, Nicole wants to be a reporter over at The Spectator, and she goes to talk to Chad Demare about it. She and Chad already had one conversation, but I think that would be very interesting since that would put her working for Xander, you know, the man who locked her in a cage and forced her to marry him. A little awkward at the office when that comes out. Paulina is not very happy with her district attorney, EJ, and she chews him out for all his sketchy behavior with Stefan's criminal case and that half-assed apology that he gave to Tate at the press conference. The press conference, which, by the way, he pretty much tried to dodge. And Johnny and Chanel go apartment hunting. I think that's very, very sweet that they want to get out from under all the family drama at the Demare Mansion. We'll see how that goes. Those are all the spoilers that we have. Come back this weekend. We'll have predictions, 2 week spoilers, your brand new Days of Our Lives promo for you guys to watch. So much to talk about as we head into Sweeps Week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Subscribe if you haven't. Drop your comments on what you're happy to see happening next week and come back every single day because we're here talking days 7 days a week. And as always, I'm Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.